With KAZU News, I'm Erica Mahoney. It's still early in wildfire season, and the Central Coast has already been hit hard. Four major fires forced thousands of people in our community to evacuate. Although many have returned home, the recovery process is just beginning for those who lost their houses. For KAZU News, Caitlin Thompson spoke with two people who were affected by the Carmel fire.
What Ian Smith loved most about his home in Kashawa was the view at sunset. The property sits above the coastal fog that fills Carmel Valley in the evening. He says you could see it for miles. When he first moved into the house last year, he knew fires were possible. That became a reality in mid-August when the Carmel fire forced him to evacuate. He fled with little more than the clothes on his back.
We barely made it. When we got into Kashawa Road, I looked over and there was just a mountain on fire coming up right by the house.
The next day, he got a text from a neighbor breaking the terrible news. His home was gone. Now Smith is starting the long, complicated process of rebuilding. He has lots of questions. What will insurance cover? Amid a pandemic, where do you get N95 masks to start digging through the ash? And how do you build a house that can withstand future fires? He plans to rebuild in the same spot, this time using concrete instead of wood.
It's going to be built with the assumption that it's going to see three fires.
Hundreds of people across the Central Coast are in the same position. 50 homes were lost in the Carmel fire in Carmel Valley, around a dozen destroyed in the river fire near Salinas. The CZU Lightning Complex in northern Santa Cruz County destroyed over 900 homes. The Dolan Fire south of Big Sur continues to threaten communities.
All of us are sitting thinking, how do you even start?
That's Steve Palumbi. His house in Trampa Canyon burned down in the Carmel Fire. It wasn't his primary residence, but still, treasures like a cross-stitched tablecloth that had been passed down for generations are gone. Palumbi says neighbors are coming together to help each other out.
I might learn one thing, and then Maria will learn something else, and Kevin will learn something else, and we put those together and figure out what we can actually do.
A piece of advice from FEMA. Apply for aid now. Those affected by the fires in Monterey and Santa Cruz have until October 21st to register for financial aid that could go towards costs insurance won't cover, including rent and childcare. Local county officials created virtual wildfire resource centers. And fire survivors have an advocate at the Monterey County Resource Management Agency. Frida Escobar is the permit coordinator.
Reach out and give me a call, and then I'll help them create a checklist, next steps, and then we'll go from there.
Escobar helps people submit applications for building permits. She says the first step is checking if insurance will cover the permit fees. Beyond the paperwork, there's also the emotional recovery. Dr. Marnie Sandoval is a licensed psychologist with Monterey County Behavioral Health.
It really is normal for people that have lived through traumatic events or disasters like wildfires to feel emotional distress and to have strong emotions.
Sandoval says it helps to get back into a routine as much as possible and let yourself unplug.
Allowing yourself the time and the space to mourn the losses that you've experienced and just being kind to yourself about the emotions that come forward.
When Ian Smith, who lost his home on the Kashawa Grade, returned for the first time after the Carmel fire, he says he was still in shock.
I expected some like big emotional release or it was gonna like break down or something, but I was just kind of numb.
For Smith and so many others on the Central Coast, the next few months will be difficult, both logistically and emotionally. For KAZU News, I'm Caitlin Thompson in Carmel.